Welcome to this introduction to Apex Predator by John Donnelly, directed by Blanche McIntyre. The audio described performance at Hampstead Theatre is on Saturday, the 24th of April. There's a touch tour at 12:45, the introductory notes will start in the auditorium at 2:15, and the performance at 2:30 p.m. The performance runs for 1 hour and 40 minutes, including an interval, and the live audio description will be given by Lonnie Evans. Information on Hampstead's website tells us, Mia is going out of her mind in a flat with a baby that won't feed. Her son Alfie is getting bullied at school. Her husband Joe is working all hours for the police on a job he can't talk about. The neighbour keeps blasting music at 2 a.m. and another body has been found in the Thames. As Mia desperately looks for something in her life she can control, Alfie's teacher Anna proposes an unconventional route to empowerment, and suddenly the hunted becomes the hunter. Please note, this production contains depictions of sexual harassment and indecent exposure, violence, blood, death, postpartum depression and psychosis, use of strong language and discussions of animal death, violence against children, and sex. There's also use of flashing lights, haze, and loud noises. The action unfolds in the present with a cast of 5 white actors, 3 male and 2 female, including a male child. The costumes worn are contemporary. At times, the action shifts from naturalism into more stylized movement, heightening the sense of unease and underscoring the story's otherworldly dimensions. Mia, a new mother in her mid-30s, has pale skin, straight shoulder-length blonde hair, and a slender-toned physique. She wears the casual, practical clothing of someone who's focused on motherhood rather than fashion. A cropped dark navy vest top and dark navy jogging bottoms with comfortable trainers. Over her top, she wears a soft green linen shirt. When Mia goes out, she puts on a dark green puffer coat that comes to mid-thigh. For a night out, she removes the shirt and adds a neat black leather jacket and wears soft pink lipstick. As the story begins, Mia has a nervous quality, that of someone with an ever-present anxiety, wired and on the alert, holding tension in her body. This changes as events unfold into a solid and more confident stance. Mia speaks with a Welsh accent. Her 5-month-old daughter, Isla, is represented by a lifelike doll, and for much of the time is held and rocked in Mia's arms or worn on her front in a sling. Mia and Joe's son, Alfie, is 11 years old. He's white with short dark brown hair, and when we first meet him is wearing his dark grey school uniform trousers and a white polo t-shirt under a mid-blue school sweatshirt. He's often seen wearing a mask that he's made in school. The mask has an eerie quality, reminiscent of the Day of the Dead, and has a full face with eye holes. One half is white, the other black, with a thin black line for the mouth. Anna, Alfie's temporary teacher, appears similar in age to Mia, with a pale complexion, large light blue eyes and full lips. Like Mia, Anna is slim, and her blonde hair a little longer. Unlike Mia's initial angst, Anna is confident and assertive. When teaching in school, she has a demure appearance, her long blonde hair is either tied back or worn up, and she wears a pair of comfortable black wide-leg trousers with white tennis shoes and a soft cotton blouse with a bold pattern of blue flowers. She wears her school ID on a lanyard around her neck. Out of school, she has a more seductive and enigmatic presence, and her style reflects this. For example, on a night out, her hair is worn loose. She wears shiny, skin-tight black jeans and a clingy black top that's off the shoulder with thick-soled black leather ankle boots, and her lips have a slash of ruby-red lipstick. Later, when outside, she adds a smart black Macintosh. Anna speaks with a soft Irish accent. Joe, Mia's husband, is a white man in his mid-30s, of average height and build, with shoulder-length straggly brown hair, moustache and goatee. His clothing is smart but understated in dark tones. He wears a dark navy button-down shirt and chinos and dark lace-ups. Returning from work, he removes a smart black padded jacket. The remaining male characters are played by the same actor, who's a white man in his 40s. We first meet him as a brash man on a train in a cheap blue suit, then as a doctor wearing glasses and a pair of smart navy trousers, with his pale shirt worn with the sleeves rolled back to the elbow and fastened at the neck by a dark blue tie. Around his neck is his NHS ID badge on a hospital lanyard. Later, he plays a man in a park with a tan cotton jacket, pale scarf and flat cap, who speaks with a northern accent. Another character is Mia's noisy upstairs neighbour in vest and jeans, who speaks with an Eastern European accent. He also plays a wealthy investor by the name of Victor, wearing pale tailored chinos and a smart shirt worn open at the collar, with a tailored light brown wool coat and an expensive gold watch. Victor speaks with an upper-class accent. And finally, a bartender, Gil, in jeans, a lumberjack shirt and t-shirt, and a wool beanie. Gil has an American accent. The set is non-naturalistic in plain neutral tones and on two levels, with much of the action centred around the kitchen in the flat belonging to Mia, Joe and their family, which takes up the majority of the lower central stage. The space is framed at the sides and across the back by a tangle of scaffolding, as though it's still under construction. The level above Mia and Joe's flat consists of a plain grey wall that contains a single door to the flat above and a narrow walkway in front. The kitchen in Mia's flat is simple and occupies the central platform, which is raised a step up from the surrounding floor, a metre-wide section that wraps around the platform at the front and sides. Both areas are covered by the same pale square floor tiles. The central platform is 6 metres wide and 4 metres deep, with the lower back wall lined by white kitchen units. There's a sink to the left with cupboards underneath, and a frosted window in the wall above it. Next to it, to the right, under a pale countertop, is a small fridge, and then a cooker, and then another cupboard at the edge of the platform on the far right. In the white-tiled wall above are three more cupboards, with open shelves at the top for further storage. At the front of the platform to the left is a white kitchen table with a couple of matching chairs. The door into the flat from outside is suggested as characters arrive or leave from the back left corner, whilst the way to unseen bedrooms within the flat is suggested past the kitchen cupboards towards the back right corner. About halfway back on both sides of the platform is a grey-toned freestanding doorway, used for entrances to other locations that occupy the area that wraps around the front of the platform. A plain metal balustrade and handrail encloses the space along the right and left sides, with the handrail on the left wrapping around the front corner. Other locations are created by two pale panelled screens, each about 4 metres wide and made up of opaque door-sized panels. The screens can rise to conceal the upper level of the space or lower in front, taking us to locations like the Thames waterfront, London streets, or to Alfie's school. Initially, the screens are lowered in, boxing off the kitchen, concealing it from view. At moments in the action, the screens are lit to cast those behind in silhouette. At other times, vibrant and flickering lights pulse over their surface, enhancing the supernatural nature of the story. Cast and production credits. Mia is played by Sophie Melville. Joe is played by Brian Dick. Anna is played by Laura Whitmore. Victor is played by Leander Deeney. Alfie is played by Callum Noel-Dean or Lorcan Riley. The writer is John Donnelly. The director is Blanche McIntyre. The designer is Tom Piper. The lighting designer is Jack Knowles. The sound designer is Chris Shutt. The movement and intimacy director is Ingrid McKinnon. The fight director is Philip Dorleon. The assistant director is Alex Kampner. This is the end of the introduction to Apex Predator at Hampstead Theatre. If you have any questions or need further assistance, please contact the box office on 020 7722 9301.